At Deep Snow Camp, most of the activities are focused on survival skills, like building a snow shelter or ice fishing with simple materials. But a lot of the sessions focus on another type of survival, the cultural kind.
Robert Chimek, I'm from Mud Lake on the White Earth Indian Reservation over in northwestern Minnesota.
Snow Snakes is a traditional game played in different forms by many Indian tribes. The snake is a sapling, thin and straight like a walking staff, often painted and with a snake's head carved in one end. In one version, players slide the snake down an icy track like a luge, aiming for the greatest distance. In another, they try to slide the snake across the snow and into a rolling hoop.
Ultimately, this is how we began the process of better understanding our culture, our Anishinaabe culture, kind of from the inside. You know, this goes far, far beyond, what some consider to be our culture. This gets at the essence of who we are. And that's why this game is important.
Bob Shimmick has been researching and teaching snow snakes for over 20 years. When he started, it wasn't being played on his reservation at all.
With the process of acculturation and assimilation by the white man, a lot of our games, our winter sports, our Anishinaabe activities went away. So for us at White Earth, it was a process of recovering that and revitalizing that and reinstituting it within our communities. So over there, we've been doing it since about 1992.
Now it's popular enough to hold competitions at White Earth for kids and adults. This weekend, Shimmick has driven from northern Minnesota to teach the game for the first time in Lac du Flambeau. And today, 24 kids from tribes in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan are braving single-digit temperatures to glide their new snakes in the snow. Colton is from Rapid River, Michigan.
What did you think of the game? I actually liked the game. It was a lot of fun because I thought it was cool since they're trying to bring it back from so long ago. And the way they played it, they had these little tracks for tracks for the snakes that they had to go down. And it was really interesting.
The camp is hosted at a different location each year, says organizer Heather Nagus from the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. She explains a lot of the activities have to do with tribal members' treaty rights to hunt or harvest food on ceded territory.
Well, what we're basically trying to do is get kids connected with the outdoors or reinforce if they already are, trying to foster that youth leadership and that environmental stewardship out in the woods through traditional ecological knowledge and trying to keep that going.
With snow snakes, teaching the game can also incorporate other skills. Shimmick's co-instructor, Nikki Crow, explains art and science are part of it, too.
When you take the kids out to harvest their snow snakes, you're also teaching them about sustainably harvesting from the forest and by taking those saplings that would more than likely be shaded out. There's the engineering of the track.
Crow and Shimmick work to prepare a track for the snow snakes, in this case a long, narrow chute built out of snow. They use a torch to melt the edges just enough to make the track icy and smooth. Then comes time for me to try my hand at the game.
Oh, remember to put it down like this.
Okay. And then
push
it.
The tail down a little bit. Okay. And just take a real soft one first till you get the feel for it. See? You didn't even push that hard and it went down there quite a ways. So it's more about technique sometimes than it is about strength.
When he teaches the game, Shimmick tells a legend to go with it. It takes a full hour to tell, and he says it contains knowledge and even wisdom. That's what makes the game more than just a game and more like cultural medicine.
You know, to be a part of recreating, you know, a new history, a new legacy, a new cultural understanding, it's rewarding in so many ways. But also knowing that whether these kids play this just only one time here today at Lac du Flambeau, or whether they go on and play it many, many times over the course of their life, they're always going to remember the first time. And hopefully some of them will remember pieces of that legend. And I hope that maybe when they get to be parents, they can tell their kids.
Telling the story and playing the game, at the very least, will be a way to liven up the depths of winter. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.